President Trump has fired the man who first told Congress about the whistleblower complaint that led to the president's impeachment. Intelligence Community Inspector General Michael Atkinson will leave his job in 30 days and is being placed on administrative leave immediately. To learn more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by William Burke White, professor of law at the University of Pennsylvania Law School. Professor, thank you for your valuable time.
Good morning and glad to be with you.
Why don't we start from the beginning? What role did Atkinson play at the White House?
So this seems so long ago now that we're all in the midst of coronavirus, but you'll remember the whistleblower complaint that came out of the intelligence community after President Trump's phone call with the president of Ukraine. And that whistleblower sent the complaint to Atkinson because Atkinson's role as inspector general was to receive such complaints and to protect whistleblowers. And then Atkinson reviewed the complaint and decided it was credible. And following the letter of the law, he informed Congress that the complaint existed and was credible. And that started the entire impeachment process that played out throughout the fall.
So conceivably, if Atkinson didn't do anything with that complaint, there wouldn't have been an impeachment movement?
If Atkinson had just put it in his desk drawer or the circular file, we would probably not have had the impeachment process that we did. Maybe it would have leaked out separately. But what's important to note here is that Atkinson followed the law to the T. He received the complaint, which he's required to do. He protected the identity of the whistleblower, which he's required to do. And he made the determination that it was a credible complaint. And I think that's really what rubbed Donald Trump the wrong way. Of course, Trump, you'll know, says it was a perfect phone call. There was nothing wrong with it. He wanted Atkinson to say, nothing here, forget about it and move on. Instead, Atkinson exercised his judgment and passed that material on to Congress and started the process rolling.
Why do you think it took President Trump so long to take action against Atkinson?
Well, you know, Trump, of course, responded pretty quickly against many of those who testified against him. You'll remember Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who was marched out of the White House, Ambassador Sondland, who was sent packing from the embassy in Brussels. He waited longer on Atkinson, I think, for a couple of reasons. Atkinson had a great deal of support, both within the intelligence community and the broader community of these inspectors general. Every agency has one. And he was considered to be independent, even though Trump had appointed him himself. So I think Trump was waiting for a moment when people wouldn't notice. And a Friday night in the middle of the coronavirus crisis was a moment where I think Trump felt like he could sort of get away with this without very much attention placed on it. And hopefully the country would forget about it by the time Monday morning rolls around.
Yeah. And like a lot of the people that the president has dismissed, they have no recourse. There's no appeals, they're nothing. They just lose their job?
They basically just lose their job. Atkinson's position actually has a statutory requirement that he has to wait 30 days to be fired after he notifies Congress. Of course, Trump decided to put him on administrative leave, so he gets paid for 30 days before he's out of a job. But we have a system where many people in the federal government who have been appointed by the president, you know, quote, serve at the pleasure of the president, end quote. And if you serve at the pleasure of the president, if you displease the president, you can be out the door the next day. And Michael Atkinson is going to find himself, locked out of his office as of this morning and unemployed in 30 days.
Wow. Well, thanks so much. That is Professor William Burke White, the Law University at Pennsylvania Law School, the whistleblower who actually started the impeachment process against the president, has been let go by the president.